So I have a branch of my family that ended up in Australia, and this includes my cousin Stuart, who's about the same age I am. We didn't really get to know each other until we were both well into adulthood. So I was excited when he planned a trip to the States and I would get to meet him. One of the things we decided to do during our time together was that we would go up to New York City, and I said he couldn't go up there without going to a Broadway play. And since he wasn't much of a theater goer, I picked the play, which is how I found myself walking into the lobby of a theater for a production of Amazing Grace, the musical, to find my cousin and an usher in a heated argument about Stuart's clothes. Through the course of that trip, I discovered that Australians can take some getting used to. And one thing he was adamant about was that he only wore shorts. Winter, summer, work, play, formal, casual. So his big concession for this play and Broadway was that he had brought along a pair of jeans, or long pants, as he called them. And he was looking for a place to change into them when the usher started giving him a hard time about the shorts. And while Stuart was yelling at him that he was looking for a place to change into his jeans, and then the look on the usher's face like, oh, wow, jeans, high fashion, thanks for the effort. So it didn't seem worth telling Stuart that I didn't really care what he wore. He thought he was making a big sacrifice, and it seemed to be important to him. But it was somewhat gratifying, as we're standing and applauding after the play, that he said, well, that was worth putting long pants on for. So if you don't know this play, you can probably guess it's about the hymn that we're singing today, Amazing Grace, and about the man who wrote it, John Newton, a captain of slave ships, later an investor in the slave trade. Newton has a near-death experience and a religious conversion. Eventually, he goes on to become an Anglican priest, an abolitionist, who lived to see the abolition of the British Empire's African slave trade in 1807, just months before he dies. And this song is about his wonderment at the concept of grace and his astonishment that someone like him could be the recipient of grace. I'm really glad that we're starting this series on beloved hymns and songs with this song, with this hymn, given how central the unearned love God has for us, what we call grace, how central that is to Lutherans. For Lutherans, salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, is the main principle upon which all other teachings rest. A portion of Paul's letter to the Romans that was our reading today spells out some of that. But Luther says that the whole letter was impossible to read or to meditate on too much or too well. The more one deals with Romans, the more precious it becomes and the better it tastes, he said. Luther calls this letter the most important piece in the New Testament. It is purest gospel. Luther's discovery was that he now no longer needed to look to his own works, behavior, or obedience to determine his standing before God. He discovered that the believer had the full righteousness of Christ by faith. It changed Luther's life irredeemably and the Western world forever. As a preacher and pastor working in congregations, I have come to find that I can't talk about grace enough. And it's our very humanness that makes this a reality. It's just too hard for us as humans to believe that we don't have to earn something. It's just being given to us. It's too hard for us to believe that God loves us so much that Jesus took on human form, and with his death and resurrection, our sins are forgiven. We receive eternal life, and we have an opportunity for new life. And our only concern that needs to be, what do I do with this new life I've been given? How do I live my life out as someone who's received this incredible gift of grace? And our hymn writer reflects that with his words. He knew he was a wretch, that he did despicable things. But he also came to know that God's grace was available to him despite that. The hymn tells us that forgiveness and redemption are possible regardless of sins committed, and that the soul can be delivered from despair through the mercy of God. Several commentators said that the hymn has become a song that inspires hope in the wake of tragedy. I've been feeling like the past few years, and especially lately, there have been so many tragedies for us, both things that affect us as a society and for many of you in your own lives. We're all weighed down by events, feeling heavy with the weight of them, so we can turn to this song to find some hope. I have mentioned before that my mom died in January of this year, and this past Friday would have been her 94th birthday. So she had a good long life. But I have spent a week feeling weighed down by the sadness of losing her. I also found this week, turning to this song, that I was reminded of Stuart and the ridiculousness of that scene in the theater, along with the utter joy that family can be. And this song helps me to feel hope during these times. And I hope it helps you find hope too. Amen.